I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. This next story is about the country that produces more beer than anyone else, though it's generally not that good. Sound familiar? It's not the U.S. It's China, and it's on the verge of becoming the next big market for craft beer. Rebecca Canther has a story from Shanghai.
I've come here to a local Shanghai supermarket to see what's selling. Okay, here's the beer aisle. Maybe this guy can tell me what to buy. He says he likes the cheap ones. Local beers like Qingdao or Snow are good bets. Chinese people joke that the local lager could easily pass for water. Some people even drink it to rehydrate after getting drunk on other alcohol. So China may produce the most beer in the world, but it's nothing special. Just across the street, I stumble on a pint-sized bar between a hardware store and an eyeglass shop. Owner Jackie Zhao has crammed over 100 varieties of hard-to-find craft beers from around the world into this cozy wood-paneled space. The bar, really a bottle shop, is unlike any other I've been to in China. There's no loud music and no smoking. Jackie calls it a beer nest, a place to taste and experience new flavors. And he takes his job as teacher very seriously.
First, I've told them, you need to taste things. Beer is a sweet and a bitter balance. You need to tell me, you like bitter or like sweet?
He wants his customers to appreciate different styles of beers and find their favorites. Back in 2003, he brought in some of China's first craft beers from abroad. But no one would buy them.
Too early. If you do something too early, you lose money. You want to change your people's taste, it takes time.
By 2007, when he opened the beer nest, the timing was better.
Sure, hello.
It could only seat four people, but the beers were so popular, the crowd overflowed onto the sidewalks. He even had to move down the street to accommodate one crucial furnishing, a toilet. Today, craft beer is a fast-growing trend here. Imported beer is joining wine, travel, and cars as a luxury buy for locals looking to say, I've got good taste. At the Shanghai International Beer Fest, 40,000 Chinese are trying out a wide range of different beers. 36-year-old Gao Meng, here with her husband and son, is trying a Brooklyn Lager for the first time.
I like this taste. It's very strong, very good.
Local microbreweries and home brewing associations are popping up all over China. They're here at the Beer Fest too, showing off brews with Chinese characteristics. There are beers brewed with everything from Sichuan peppercorns to purple rice to Tibetan barley. Some are flavored with tiny, fragrant guihua blossoms or jasmine tea. And there's even a roasted sweet potato beer that reminds me of a pumpkin ale. There may be a lot of beer in China, but it's not easy to make beer here.
Oh, no. No, I can tell you, 100% no.
Brewmaster Gao Yan wrote the book on beer in China, a Chinese language manual for home brewers. His baby IPA is one of the very few local craft brews to be bottled here. But his brewery has been shut down twice by the government. Why? Because of crazy red tape and restrictions that make brewing here frustrating at best. Brewers tell stories of smuggling American hops in their luggage. And one local brewery actually bottles their beer in the U.S. and then ships it back to China to sell. Still, Gao Yan keeps at it.
Then why do you do it?
Just to challenge everything, myself, see how much people can understand what I'm doing, see how much my bad behaviors the government can tolerate, you know, challenge everyone, even challenge my customers.
Gao Yan and some of the other local breweries are already trying to export to the U.S. So one day soon, when you're looking for a Chinese brew, you may be able to skip over the Qingdao and buy, say, a Panda Brew, Master Gao, or Slowboat instead.
Ganbei! Cheers!
For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.
Sichuan peppercorns and beer? Well, that certainly got us thinking here at The World about the weirdest beer you've ever had. What was it, and where did you drink it? Let us know at PRI.org.